been out long, but, well, it's, I don't know. I'm still waiting on my number to tell me when I can go take my vaccination or whatever. I asked the doctor, I said, you know, I don't have to do anything. He said, no, we'll take care of it. And, you know, from our office. And I said, okay. And I hadn't heard anything, you know, via email or snail mail or nothing else or phone calls. So I guess they'll let me know when they know something.
Yeah, they probably will. It's been a little bit hold up in some of the distribution on the stuff. And that's what the hold up has been. They got the things pretty well set up, I think. They did that before Trump went away. But just the supply line got kind of screwed up, and that slowed things down a little bit. They're still doing a lot of needle punching, though. And I guess they'll probably achieve what they started out to.
For DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with K4SUG, Mr. Ray up in Traveler's Rest. Well, I hope they do, Ray. But, you know, I was telling somebody on radio today, I said, one of the good things that's come out of this COVID situation that we've got is you hadn't heard anything about the flu. you know, nobody's got the flu, nobody's getting sick, nobody's dying from the flu or anything like that. So I guess that's a good thing.
Well, I don't know. I got my own opinion of that. I think it don't make, the way the situation is, I don't think it makes any difference what you die from. It's COVID.
That statement. And I agree with you, Ray. You know, there's been too many instances where I had a family member, one of their relatives, you know, they're by marriage. It was put down that that's what they passed away on, and they didn't. They died of something else. And the family had to fight to get them to change the cause of death on the death certificate. And they said that, you know, he didn't die of this, and we're not going to put that on their paper. And they finally got it changed, but boy, I tell you what, they had to go through a heck and half of Georgia to get it done.
Yeah, I can understand that. The red tape is pretty thick sometimes. Gary, I've held it too long. I guess I better get off here and let somebody else talk. Enjoyed it as always. Looking forward to the time we can get together again over a coffee pot. And that shouldn't be too long, I hope. And meanwhile, we're just going to keep on doing what we're doing.
Do, Ray. Put one foot in front of the other and just keep on moving. And, you know, be thankful for every day you get to wake up and see another sunshine or a rainy day or whatever it happens to be. I do hope we have a few dry days. I'd love to get out there and turn the garden. And I want to get some more of this mushroom compost and put on the garden. And see if that'll help keep the ground a little softer. And then do some other things and get ready for the planting season. I'm afraid that spring is going to come a little bit early. And I told Joy, I said, you know, I may plant on Good Friday this year. She looked at me sort of funny. She said, I don't think so. She said, I believe we'll have another cold day. So I may wait, Ray.
Yeah, that's usually what happens. Early sprays get started and get your hopes up, and then just about the time you got everything lined up and things going your way, bang, it's over.
Yeah, well, I used to plant early every spring, but I got bit a couple of times and had to just about replant the whole garden. It's not the price of the seed that hurts so bad, it's having to get out there and do all that work again. And I don't mind the work the first time, and, you know, I don't mind keeping it up, but I hate to do the same thing twice.
You can go around, it gets rough, Jerry. I buy that almost any project I get started on. I don't mind doing it the first time, but that second go around gets to be a problem.
There, buddy. I'll let you go. You go get your cup of coffee, and I'll see if I can't get up there real soon, and we'll sit down and have a cup. I would really enjoy that and look at your new toys.
Okay, yours. Have a good night. Tell Joy hello for us, and we'll see you next time. J4SUG.
Miss Edie, we said hello, and y'all take care. Stay safe. And we'll be talking to you a little bit later. Additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Jerry?
Go ahead, Walt.
I signal off this little HT inside the house up here.
Got just a little bit of white noise in the background, but you are perfectly readable. It sounds good.
Was moving my 5/8 wavelength ground plane that I've got from my base station, and I had to take it apart, and I was out of the stinger into the mounting bracket. I hate to have to buy another, and I ain't had time to go out there and look and see if I can find the thing, but I tried checking in on EchoLink on my phone, and it just wasn't set up right. And I barely had any volume to hear anything. But you're talking about that shot in Joy's eyeglasses. I went to the VA 2 weeks ago, and they checked my eyes and said I'd be getting my glasses in 3 or 4 weeks. I got them in about 5 days, but I had to go back to the VA last Friday. I've been slipping to the use of my left arm and my left leg. I can't hardly walk much at all here lately. And she said, if you had your COVID shot. I said, no, ma'am. I was scheduled one time, and I had to wait a month to get it. They had ran out of the vaccine, and then they rescheduled me for 6 weeks away. She said, well, we've given them, and we'll get someone to call you and let you know when to schedule an appointment. Well, they called me late this evening. I'll be in Greenville at 1:30 and get my shot, Gary. K4OM, back to KI4DOS.
Well, I think you said you misplaced the stinger out of the whip part out of your antenna. If you did, well, I don't know what size it is, though. I've got some out there in the barn that are off of other antennas that might work if that's what you need. I don't know, but I hope you can get that straightened out. And gosh, the VA got you that shot quick. At least you don't have to go all the way to Columbia or someplace for it. You can come over here to Greenville. That's a whole lot closer in Columbia from your house.
Got a bunch of x-rays on me, and it's my left knee. It just gives away. When I put weight on it, it'll just give away, and I'll fall. And I got another letter today. They told me it could be from where they put all those plates in my neck and cut some of the nerves, that one of them nerves could be rubbing that plate that makes my knee muscles not function. But I got a letter today from them. I've got another appointment to go to prosthetics. I don't know if they're going to put me back in a neck brace or amputate my darn leg, Jerry.
Goodness, Walt, I tell you what, I'd be careful when I went over there for that. But I tell them, I said, look, y'all messed up. You got this plate over there rubbing against these wires into my neck, and when I'm shorting out, I can't have that. But you ain't taking the bottom half of my leg off.
I know you don't want to have a surgeon go back into your neck again. I said, oh, heck no. They're not going back in my neck no more, Jerry. but that was, I did not lose the stinger. I lost that nylon vision. The stinger goes down through into the mounting bracket. That's what I lost.
Okay. Oh, is that, I don't know what size that is. I've got some nylon bushings over here too, Walt. I got all kinds of junk in my junk boxes. I got them everywhere. But well, we still might be able to fix you up. Can your phone take a picture?
Take a picture of it, Gary.
Take a picture of it and send it to my phone. Yeah, just text it over to my phone. You got my number?
I got it down there on one of my legal pads where I keep my call book. I'm not going out there tonight to do it, but I'll sure do it tomorrow.
Just take a picture of it or where it goes, and I'll look around and see what I got, and maybe we'll come up with something to help you out on that. Especially if you don't find it. And them little old bushings are kind of hard to find. But if you don't have a... if you can't find my phone number, I'll probably be on and off the radio sometimes during the day tomorrow. And just holler for me every once in a while, and maybe I'll be on there and I catch you on the radio during the day, if not on the phone.
A friend of mine come down here today with his truck. He moved my camper over here. We still had a washer, a dryer, a stove, and a big double door refrigerator freezer and all of that to move. And my daughter was trying to do it all by herself, so I ain't no help at all. And he come down here and moved my camper, and I asked him, I said, he's got this big, long trailer that his car's on. He said, I'll go up that house, Walt, and get my trailer and some hand trucks. Went up, came back, and loaded all that stuff by himself. Ended up having to take the front door up. Well, we moved to get the doggone refrigerator freezer out, and I give him $100 doing all that. He wasn't gonna charge me but $15 or $20 to move my camper, David. And now he's got a push hog and a rubber front end loader up, but he's gonna come out here and push hog around and cut some trees down and all that for me. And I know you may have somebody else waiting to get on here. KFDOS K401.
Glad that your buddy up there moved your camper for you. I did contact the man down the street like I told you I would, and his buddy that hauls mobile homes, or used to, doesn't do that anymore, and he doesn't have access to a truck and with that size ball and stuff on it. But he told me, he said, if you'd have called me back before the end of the year, you know, before the first of the year, he said he was still working for them people, and said he'd done it. And I said, well, that don't help me out any at all now. But I failed to call you and let you know about that, but I'm glad you got it moved. And glad that fella's going to come over and help you out and do a little bush hogging and that sort of stuff that you need to get done. But get your station set back up, and if you think about it tomorrow, take a picture of where that washer goes, that bushing goes, and I'll look around and see what I got, and I'll get back in touch with you and let you know if I got one. But in the meantime, you take care, enjoy talking with you, and look forward to doing it again real soon. Additional check-ins or additional comments for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS. Mexicans or any other comments for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. About wrap it up this evening. I'll type in my net report over here, and then we'll see if we can't finish closing out the net. Folks, Tommy, K4XB, got to be the lucky number 66 tonight. Y'all come back again tomorrow night and give Mr. Matt, WG4MC, a good dose of Rider's Cramp. He'll be calling. Thanks for all you folks out there in Radio Land, because for what few folks out there, we would not have a net. So, and that being said, this is KI4DOS, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks for all those folks out there in Radio Land that checked in, we will now return the repeater to normal amateur use. 73, good night, and God bless. This is KI4DOS Clear.